Hi, I'm Lucal. Welcome back to Bombastic. Welcome back to Rumbunctious Bombastic Newscast, aka RBN The Voice Notes, brought to you by N, hosted by Ruben Witter. So, as of the recording of this podisode, I've officially cut off all my complicit and narcissistic family members, which essentially means everyone. And I'm officially on my own. I should have, looking back, I should have done this when I was 18, to be honest with you. Actually, that's a lie. I should have done this when I was 16, to be honest with you. But then, what was I doing? I just finished my GCSEs, and then I got a job, my first job when I was 17. And then I'm thinking, okay, one more year to uni, so then here we go. That didn't work out in the way it should, obviously, but... what is it? Who knows? You can only ask the universe herself. But I'm realising that I have so many psychological issues as an adult, as a grown person, because of my childhood. And it's like, I'm not going to walk around pretending that that bullshit was okay. I'm not. And I'm not going to forgive someone through my actions. By me consistently meeting up with you, and by me ignoring everything that once was said, and by me just like carry on like those things ever happened, that in a way is there must be a term for it, because like you can lie by omission. It's like forgiveness without actually forgiving, you know. I'm not gonna ignore that bullshit, and until you want to address that, like, this wound is still open, it's still healing, I'm still hurt. And unless you want to take the time to... that's the thing about me. No one has ever said that. Oh, no, Ruben. No one's ever said that. Not least as of today. And when that one's sprug tries to contact me, I was like, sorry, I'm busy. And I'll get to you when I have time. I have a list. Where is it? Let's see now. There are... girl, there are at least 30 things on this list. That's a lie. There are at least 34 things on this list. And I also have, because this month I'm doing more to do with my pockets, it's past herself, as well as a mailing list. So I'm busy now. That's a shame. You should have talked to me in 2013. You should have talked to Ruben way back when these things were happening. But as a result of that one, I have recluded myself and I'm going in this direction now. No friends, no money, no family. Well, friends light, because... hello, if you're listening to this, it's literally no shade, but I'm just communicating my thoughts here. Literally, no, it's no shade, but... hello, broke us out. It's like people don't give a shit. That's fine. I'm a grown person, and maybe I should be looking after myself a heck of a lot more. However, I'm in this position because of the psychological damage that has been forced onto me as a child. Jesus Christ. All I want to... show me my Asbos. Show me the girls I got pregnant. Show me the cars I broke into. Show me anything like that. And I'd be like, oh, okay. I was clearly a terror as a child. And, like... like, it's no surprise how no one's in my life now. But I was scary. I was scarily well-behaved. I was... you could ask someone who knows me if I'm lying to you. But when I was very, very young, like I think 12, 13 or something, you know, people in Britain, it's very normal to start binge drinking that age, whatever have you. But when I was in that park, I took a sip and I was like, first of all, this is disgusting. Secondly, I'm not going to drink any because you are all acting a fool. And what if it's dark right now? What if someone comes and kills us? And we can't defend ourselves and all that kind of stuff. I was... weird, right? I don't know where that came from, to be honest with you. But, like... yeah. I wouldn't have sex with girls that time. Because I didn't want to get anyone pregnant. Like... you know? People don't actually need to say this out loud. It's through their actions. But actually, in this day and age, you do. Why? Because most people alive today are inherently born arseholes. All they are is they're born, they are manifest, the Lord manifested them just to promote hatred in the world. And I'm not one of them. I'm kind, I'm thoughtful, I'm creative. I'm enthusiastic. I'll be your number one cheerleader. But because you didn't want to be mine, then, well, that's a shame. And, honey, I don't know what happened during that time. Like, shout out to all my over 45s right now, because I don't know what's wrong with you. Like, a lot of you are just walking around being very, very empty and very, very not very present. Extremely not very present in this day and age. Honey, I don't know what is going on, which one, who, what, where. Maybe in that time, it was more like, because of the internet itself, then again, because of me, I was like, no, I'm creative, so I'm going to do creative things. But especially because of the internet, people feel like they have more of a license to be themselves. Okay, great. But then, and then still, like, were people from that generation just, like, walking around just being told what to do all the time? It's like, can you not think for yourself? So I feel for you, I do. But, like, I don't want anyone in my life who's going to be complicit to that. And I don't want anyone in my life who's not even going to acknowledge my feelings, like I'm going schizophrenic or something. How to know? People know that these things happen and you'll just want to sweep under the rug. No, that was abuse. Abuse. Physical, mental, verbal, psychological. Like, the lady is tapped, and anyone who doesn't want to get her fixed does not need to be in my life. Legit. Maybe the situation may be too late now because, of course, as a grown person, or as any person, as a person with his own cognitive function, I have license over who I have in my life. And so it happens that today forward, I'm not having any complicit narcissists in my life. I'm not doing it. It's too much. It's too much. I've got too many things going on. I want positive vibes. And I don't want to regress myself. I don't want to come down. And so be it. Like... And plus, like, really, things like that are supposed to come from you, you know? It's not up to the victim to be like, you know what, I don't think, like, if you know something that's going on, then say something about it. How dare you have me in your car crying because of that one, and then, like, you just want to ignore it, and then we just have a, no. These things affect me as a child. The wound is so open. I'm bleeding out. Thank the Lord that I bleed out in terms of art and creativity and positivity instead of violence. Oh, there's everything in the universe telling me just to go post on this and not give a shit. Just to go, you know what? Which head's gonna roll today? I have every reason in the universe to do that. Hello, that used my case as like that used my thing as a case study. Oh yes. He was abused as a child. His mother beat him, he was denied of his creativity, so then he just flipped out and then that's all she wrote. But no, I'm stronger than that. I am. And that's something that's coming all from me. But it's exhausting being strong on my own. You know, it's almost like if husband and wife, or two, or a couple, whatever, what have you, go into a shop, right? And then you notice that the clerk is being so rude to the person. She's one of them. If the other one doesn't stand up for her or him, then the relationship is over. It's gone. It's absolutely gone. No, boo-boo. You are with me, right? You want this pussy? Okay, stand up for me. If not, then I'll keep it moving. Please. I'm so sick and tired of teaching people. I was not born to be a teacher. I was born to be a fun-loving, creative person. And anyone who doesn't want that can just go someplace. Just go over there, please. I don't want to... I don't have the neurons to spare to think about you right now. I need to focus on me. More than ever. And anyone who doesn't understand that does not need to be in my life.
Absolutely not. Dealing with all sorts of stress and shit. All I needed... I'm thinking... Way back when. All I needed was, like, a parent. All I needed was, like, a decent caregiver. All I needed was, like, hey, yo, I'm gonna be out in the world soon. Can you just show me how this bullshit works? But it's almost like people either didn't expect... What did you expect? That I was gonna turn 24 and then, like, just, like, die? God damn. Like, hello, I tried so damn hard to try to get some personality out of some people, especially that one in particular, and like, if that's not going to be for you, then I'm not going to waste, the way that my brain works is that I really don't waste time. If I can't get personality from you, I'll try once, I'll maybe try twice, but after that, it's like, okay, what can you do for me? Nothing? Okay, well, then what's the point in being with you then? Because I don't have
a strong rock to go to in times of crisis. I don't have a warm, nurturing blanket to go to in times of crisis. I don't have someone similar to my own age, who's like, what the fuck is this thing called life? I don't have that. All I have is a microphone, a camera, and a camcorder. Is that... What were people... It's like, literally, sometimes I wake up and be like, girl, if I woke up tomorrow and it was 1066, would I be okay? Because, goddamn. Then again, they had books, didn't they? Goodness me. What were people doing before the printing press? What were people doing before papyrus? What were people doing before cave paintings? Goddamn. The hell, like... Goodness. And, you know what? Sometimes I wonder if... This is real talk right now. Sometimes I wonder, like, if I'm really gay or, like, if I'm just British, because why do I want to be with another screaming woman? I've said it. And plus, I've realised the kind of arseholes I dated was because I didn't have a father figure in my life. I have mummy issues and daddy issues. And it's like... Goodness. I was like... Goodness me. Then again, I'm the kind of person where it's like, I guess I sort of know where I'm going-ish, but then it's like, it's exhausting doing it all by yourself. Like, I wish I could go... Then, and now it just feels like people just doing, like, out of obligation rather than because, like, they actually give a shit. It's like, oh, apparently we're blood related, so now I have to help you, rather than being like, oh, yeah, come here, and no. It's like, goddamn. I was not taught to care about my family members. I was not taught to attach to them, especially after that one cut me off when I was, like, 14. But she wanted to, like do a psychological experiment to see if my flamboyancy would die for the sake of family. Gosh. I can't be bothered. You know, sometimes... Hang on one. I need a water filter up in here because... Okay. Hang on one second. No. Oh, hang on. I'm going to pull that out. Okay, so the waters do this thing where, like, it's, like, grey. Like, it's really weird. They're not, like, 10 clear. Does that mean that my water has something in it? I don't know, but... Chin. You don't want to drink this? Oh, it's got... Actually, it's very grey. Hang on, no. Wait, let me try it out one more time. That was a bit more clear, I guess. Is it the cup? Is this what I've been drinking this whole time? Oh, that's my idea. But I'm right in my towel right now, so I don't really feel comfortable. Going to the kitchen and back. It's like, I got notes to talk about, like, boyfriends and sex and girlfriends and everything else, too. Like, I don't... I've never had the text. Why am I learning everything on fucking YouTube? Like, I don't know how to shave. I think my dad taught me how to ride a bike. But, like, that's... Pardon me. Ugh. That's it. It's like, do I have to learn everything by myself? God damn. It's like, why do our parents... What are they... Legit, and like, if you want to call it what you want to at this point, like, I'm done caring about you. But what's the point of parents? What do they do? Like, did they cut the cord and then they go? Like, baby, if you didn't, that's the thing. I didn't want to, please, if I had a child now, ugh, absolutely not. If I had a child now, you'd be a single mother. That is 1000% fact. And good luck getting child support from me, honey, while I'm broken homeless. Please, how fucking stupid. Anyway.
Like, if you don't want children, then why have them? It's like, he said to me, you were uncontrollable. Not you were out of control. You were uncontrollable. Is that what you want your children to be? Just like controllable husks of people. Are you serious? What? This one is book smart. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Go as far as you can with it. What? You can tap dance? Okay, we're going to, you're going to be a superstar on tonight. Hell. God damn. That's the thing. With the thing what I don't like about Britain, and hell, if any British person is listening to this and calls me a liar, then you're deluded. British people especially, they like, from what I have gathered, most people like to work on the path of least resistance. Like to work on the path of least, they want to be known, but they don't want people to know them, kind of thing. It's very, very strange. And they are ridiculously full of contradictions. They'll chop off their own arm. If it looks good in society to have one arm on that particular day, then they'll chop it off and they'll attempt to reattach it the next. God damn. That's why I will die not understanding. That's why I'll die not understanding. If the path of least resistance is, well, I don't even have to apologise and this person will still be in my life, then that's what the person will do. God. Ugh. Evil. You know what? I did a slip the other day and said, like, everyone feels... Because we were talking about do I see evil in people? With like, a friend of mine. And I was like, well, everyone feels like they're doing the right thing. That's a lie. Everyone feels justified in doing the right thing. But some people have evil justifications. But, you know what? I didn't want to... Because I've... Please. Having... not even an insecure attachment, not even a what's it? There's attached. There's pretty attached. I don't fucking know. But not even having. I'm not attached. I'm like. I don't know. Millions of strangers around the world die every day. It's like, why is this stranger any different? You know? It's like, I feverishly try to get to know people, but they don't want to be known. It's like, okay, fine, well, then I'll move elsewhere. And if I figure out in 15 years that, like, past behaviour was not up to standard, then, like, hell, I'm gonna go. That's the thing. If you treat people like shit, and then they decide after the fact that that wasn't good enough, then you have no legs to stand on. And you're given ample time to, like, come to your own conclusions and everything else? Absolutely not. Whereas, if you treated people good, to begin with, and then they decide they have standards, they're like, well, actually, I have standards now, but this one actually met them, so you can be in my life forever. It's like you're taking an exam, right? Yeah, the pass rate was 59, but this year the pass rate is 62. What? But last time I passed, so if I retake it... But, like, if I retake... Yeah, standards has been raised. But I tried so hard last time, and I only passed 59, but I got 59 this time. Last time I got 48, this time I got 59. But, well, now Sanders is 62, so, well, you should have tried that much harder last time. You should have. And plus, I hate that, maybe it's because, like, I was born male. Very male, representing everything else. Hell, it looks to me I'd be born, if I was up to, I don't say it all right now, if it was up to me, I'd be born a... Well, maybe not born 5'3", because that'd be weird. But, like, damn. I think it's because I'm a male. People just, like, expect that I don't have... that I don't want to talk about my emotions, or that I don't have any, or that I'm, like, practical, or that I'm, like, willing to rinse myself or my personality for the sake of a relationship or anything else. Like, absolutely not. God damn, stay with my caveman mentality. Ugh. Ugh. Gosh. I'm embarrassed of my childhood. Not that I didn't have a fulfilling, well, I guess so, but it's like, so what are you doing for Christmas? Oh, I'm going back to my mum's house. What are you doing? I'm going back to my grandma's. What are you doing? Going back to my dad's. What are you doing? I don't know. Just being with myself again. Because I don't have that. I don't have, like, this fun compounding memories of striving towards this thing or that thing. uncontrollable. Or maybe I was being a fucking child, you moron. God damn. Ugh. Please. People are thinking, oh, I just having a tantrum and calm down soon. Yeah, I will, and I'll be old, weight, and cocaine. Like, don't do it to yourself, don't do it to yourself. And the way that, that's the thing, anyone who's had a narcissistic parent or anything like that, like, the way in which you feel like you should limit and compact yourself for the sake of someone else, especially like a parent, it's like, it does nothing to you, man. It does nothing to you. It's like, that's why when too many people have tried to give me the ass kiss in relationships, and I was like, I'm not doing this. Because, like, you give me my mother vibes. You remind me of my mother. And that's a bad thing. That's a bad thing. Like, that's not what I want. Oh, that's not what I want. Okay. What am I doing? Today I've got an appointment. Need to go. Yeah, I need to do. That beats for to do, yes. And it's like, damn. At the same time, I don't have anyone holding me back. So it's like, I don't feel like I have to. You know what? I have to stay here because of my parents, or I have to stay here because my boyfriend or both girlfriend. I didn't have any of that. Honey, I could just, like, you know what, girl? I could just shave my head, move to Timbuktu, and be like, call me Jamal. And that'll be all she wrote. I was like, make a brand new friendship with everything else, too. So I put you down on some paper. You know? Ugh, God. Ugh. But in terms of everything else, I'm eating healthier, I think. Because, like, I feel like I ate more yesterday than I usually do. But, like, I've lost weight, so must be eating healthier or something. And other things are going well, too. And Yeah. Ugh. Oh, goodness me. Anyway, so I want to give you another half an hour long episode. That's the thing, I go on these, like, these aren't rants necessarily. It's like, but, hello, I'm just tired of feeling insane. You know what I mean? It's like, it's exhausting being, like, it's so exhausting feeling like your emotions aren't valid. Jesus Christ. It's like, huh? When I was talking to him, I was like, hang on a minute. Who are you signing up for right now? It's like, yeah, but she's your this, and she's just, it's like, but am I, was what I'm saying not true? That's the thing. It's like, can you just, like, it'll be better for you. For anyone, if they just, like, acknowledge what's going on, be like, that's the thing. Because no one cares. No one goddamn cares. That's what pisses me off. It's like, how should you care, 101? You acknowledge the situation, you put yourself in that person's shoes, be like, you know what? Or like, you know what? I can see this, or like, I can see this really upsets you, and I want to do something for you about it. You know what? You put action behind it. You just ignore things. You're like, you know what? I'm sorry that I upset you, or sorry that the situation is upsetting for you. So, here's what we're going to do. To rectify it. That's the thing. I've no time for people who don't give a shit anymore. I don't. Give a shit over there. I mean, don't give a shit over there. Be constipated over there. Be backed up way beyond. So I'm not doing it anymore. I'm just not doing it. Girl, I was just looking at my lips. It's like, oh, that's all the way down there. And again, actually. No. Because, actually, I was in the shower right now thinking, you know what, this is so overwhelming for me. I can't do this. I don't know what to do. Well, I...
I see this thing and that thing, and it's like, oh, gosh. However, the universe will not give me anything which I cannot handle. A. And B, it's just more ammunition. Honey, I was like, hey, yo, you want to record a podcast episode tonight or not? Like, yes, I do. So, hello. Hello. Plus, I've gotten so many opportunities which do not involve them. It's like, when all is said and done, I can be like, so, Ruben, where did you get your soap from? Who do you want to thank? Well, I want to thank myself, because I'm always there for myself. I always make sure that I'm fed. I always make sure that I'm clothed. I always make sure that I'm okay for the next day. Thank you to me for being so fucking strong. And what? And who? And who do you... And who are you talking to now? Hello. People are just upset because I'm so forgiving. I am, literally. You can stab me in the throat. And as long as you can convince me it was an accident, I'll forgive you. Legit. But it's like, people just don't want to convince me that it's an accident, you know? People don't want to do that. So then it's like, well then, if you don't even want to pretend that you want to apologise, then I won't even acknowledge you anymore. Why not? How dare you, as a parent, be like, I was doing all kinds of creative things. I was like, Mom, do you like this? Do you like this? Do you like this? I mean, that one, do you like this? Do you like this? Do you like this? And she was like, oh, like, she was always disappointed that I was creative. I'm like, fuck you. Just, fuck you. And if I never see you again, that would be too soon. I spent way too much time acknowledging your existence. Hell, like I said before, if any, like... To acknowledge every single stranger that dies every day is too much. So why should I acknowledge this one? It's like, it's not... And plus, for any person who, like, has another human being that they created in the world, it is not enough being there in a practical sense. Humans are full of emotions. And all emotions need to be acknowledged. Hello. Like, this world... Like, we're more than just dogs, man. We're more than just, like, even dogs need care and attention. People want to give more care and attention to their pets than they want to do to human beings. It's like, hello. Like, humans, I mean, okay. No shit to my worms out there, girl, because I know that a few worms, like, want to stalk me online. But humans are more than worms. They need love and care and attention and respect. If you don't want to give any of those things to any person, then don't expect them to be in your life. The heck? No respect. That's the thing that calls me. No goddamn respect. And it's like, now I'm going this direction, and guess what? You're not going to be there to celebrate because you weren't there. You weren't there. Why should you be there to celebrate? You were not there. God damn. Okay. Goodness. Thank you so much for tuning in to this one. And of course I was going to relegate this to my Medium blog as well, but you know, I'm living my life. I have so much clarity now that I don't have to pay attention to anyone negative in my life now. It's like, now I feel like now everyone has, like, gone from my presence. Now I feel like I can be the truest version of myself. And guess what? You can't say shit because, well, can you? Well, you can, but asphyxiate, bitch. Hold your breath and choke, bitch. Like, I don't know what else to tell you. So practical, yes, but like, great, but what about my emotions? What about, you know? God, please. Oh. It's like, you know almost how psychologically damaging it is to, like, not have your emotions be respected? Is it because I'm a male? God, no wonder all these ladies are feeling suicide, because it's like, god damn. But I'm a different kind of bitch. Like, I'm not the kind of person to be like, oh no. I can't talk about my and this one, not about my emotions, therefore I must not have any. Like, no, I'll just like find someone else. And the person who wants to respect me the most is the person who's gonna be in my life the longest. If not, then try the opposite and then see if things change for you. Anyway, I believe that is 30 minutes now. So thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Hang on. Last time I gave you 29, so let me round you up to 31. just to keep it okay, you know? Gosh. Then again, I believe that I am the first person in my... At least the first person who I know myself to do what I'm doing. So, maybe people are like, oh no, we don't know, whatever. But it's like, if I come to you with like something monumental and be like, look, I'm doing this. Has anyone you've seen done this before? No. Are you not excited for the things which I want to do? It's like, if you can't at least pretend to be excited when I'm excited, then don't pretend like you want to be in my life forever. Just don't do it to yourself. Anyway, thank you for tuning in to Rambunctious Bombastic Newscast, a.k.a. RBN The Voice Notes. Now, actually, after a quick search, quite a number of people are using the term RBN for their own things, and most of them don't even add up to in like an acronym. It's just like, there's like found three letters of the alphabet and put them together. So, hey, patent pending, definitely. But yes, as of today, thank you for listening to Rambunctious Bombastic Newscast, a.k.a. RBN The Voice Notes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Brought to you by N, hosted by Ruben Witter. And I'll speak to you next time. Bye! Love you. Mwah.